welcome to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you are listening to episode 45. Today's episode is part 7 of our 7-part series. So this is our final episode for our 7-part series, and I'm excited because we're talking about making a difference. So everything that we've been doing up until this point is all about making a difference. So we're going to be talking about that today. And of course, we're in our series, What is Fundraising Freedom and How Can I Get It? We are on page 119, if you're following in your book, Fundraising Freedom. And of course, we are just a week and a few days away from Giving Tuesday, which also means it's the release of my audiobook. So if you've been waiting for the audio version of Fundraising Freedom, it is coming. So you're just a week away. So I'm excited about that being released. I hope that several of you guys caught my webinar, my training that I did earlier this week, this last week, on the 7 secrets every, you know, fundraiser, every missionary should know. And if you didn't catch that, there is a replay that's up, and I'll put the link in the show notes. And I want to be sure to invite you personally to come join Mike and I in San Diego. If you've been thinking about it, if you joined the webinar and you saw that we are going to be doing a live event, guys, I do not miss this. I mean, if you have the opportunity to come join us in March, please don't miss out on this, because to be honest with you, it's going to be worth it just to hang out with Mike Kim. So if you don't know who he is a brand strategist. He works with multi-million dollar companies, Fortune 500 companies, where he is working with their branding, their marketing, their copy. So he's the guy that writes content for a ton of different businesses, but he's also been, you know, asked to ghostwrite and to write with other big name entrepreneurs when in the writing process. So he's super, super sharp. He's got a podcast out there called the Brand You Podcast. But I feel so fortunate that I get to do this event with him in March, and I hope that you'll consider coming. I mean, it's not too late. We do have our deadline for the first price point, and that ends Sunday night at midnight. So if you're listening to this, I know this will post just a little bit before the end of the day on Sunday. So if you're listening to this right away and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to come to this, be sure to jump on that link and come check us out. So that is, I mean, but obviously we have limited space. So it's all about once we're filled up, then that's, we're closing it down. So we only have space for 40 people. And of course, that price right now is $297. And then if you come with somebody who's on your team, whether that's a spouse or a teammate, somebody who's on your staff, you can get that price for $249 apiece. So, but that's only until midnight. So be sure to do that. This has been a really crazy week this last week. If you've been following me on social media, I did some traveling this last week. I went to Georgia. I got to hang out in Columbus, Georgia, and then also in Cartersville, Georgia, so kind of around the Atlanta area. And I had so much fun because I got to spend some time with some of my clients and see exactly what it was that they were creating. And so, I mean, like, oh my gosh, my mind is blown. So I'm trying to stay focused for this episode because I cannot wait to see what those guys do. And it just reminds me of what you all are doing. You know, each one of you has this incredible vision before you. You know, you wouldn't be doing the work that you're doing if you didn't feel called to doing something bigger and to help a population that just doesn't have the resources. And so here you are really trying to raise the funds that you need to fulfill your mission. And I just feel so privileged that I get to come, you know, come alongside you in this. So when I say that I want to help you and I want to give you the resources, like I hope that you hear this in my voice, that I feel so honored that I get to do this with you guys. So whatever I can do to help you, I'm here for you. And I love doing this podcast. And of course, over the course of the last, you know, 6 episodes, I've been walking you through my 7-step process, through my framework of fundraising freedom. And this whole process, I mean, this is what I did to raise over $500,000, and now it's being replicated in nonprofits all over the world. So this stuff works, and I hope that you will trust me and know that, man, if you just put the legwork in, if you start building those relationships and start talking to people about partnering together, it's going to change your fundraising. It's going to change your nonprofit and the kind of work that you're doing, because now you've got this team of people who are not only financially giving, but they're also, they want to give you ideas. They want to give you resources to make your ministry, make your nonprofit that much more impactful. So think about having your donors, like not just their money, but having their whole like being into what it is that you're doing. I just know that people have contacts and connections that they want to help you. They naturally want to help you. I know I'm wired that way, where it's like giving money is fine, but like to be able to sit down with you and to brainstorm and to come up with new ideas and new concepts, that is, you know, that is what gives me such joy. So I hope that all of this, you know, like as you're just walking through this whole process, that you start to realize that this can be a lot of fun. And in the end, what we're talking about today is all about making a difference. And so we don't do all this work. We don't, the whole writing down your mission and your vision, the timeline and the budget, when we were talking about that in our first step, doing all this research and trying to figure out our people and figure out what our allies and our competition are doing, all of these things, building out the team, building out our brand, all of that is just building up to this very moment where you get to sit back and say, wow, we did that, you know? And it's not about you. It's not about you, right? It's all about the entire team coming around this one mission, this one vision, and you guys all moving in the same direction together. And then by the time you get to this step 7, you really look back and you get to say, wow, like that is what we did. And so as I was meeting with my clients this last week, I was thinking to myself, and obviously I said it out loud to them too, was that I'm like, the very thing, the reason why I do the work that I do, I mean, of course, I tell you guys often that I just don't want you guys to be alone, but the very thing, like the thing that gets me so excited and fired up about fundraising is when you get to this step, when you get to sit back and you get to just look at what you did, you know, look at what your people collectively as a group were able to accomplish. And when I raised that $500,000 and, you know, I mean, obviously it wasn't just me, but when we brought that money in and that money was in the bank, there was something about looking back on the years prior and just thinking, this was just an idea. This was just a dream that we had. And now it's coming to life. It came to life. It was a real tangible thing. And lives are being changed. And people who were volunteering felt so proud of the work that they were doing. And it was all because we invited them in. And they would never have had this experience had we just shoved that dream and that vision to the side and said, you know what? No, it's too hard. It's too overwhelming. We can't do it. Could you imagine? I mean, I just can't even, you know, fathom what would happen if you guys all put your dreams on the back burner and you didn't follow through with what you feel like you're supposed to do. I mean, you gotta be thinking through about what is it that you're trying to create. And that very thing has to be the thing that drives you every single day to wake up in the morning and to continue to knock on doors and talk to people and share your vision with people. Because in the end, you get to look back on it and say, wow, like, wow. And I cannot tell you how many times I've experienced this. And this is like the high that I work towards, because I want to do things that mean something. You know, I want to build things that are going to live forever and are going to be here long before I'm, you know, long after I'm gone. And so I believe that you guys are like that too. And you want to create something that's just so incredible that no one person could have built it. And so I love this whole, let's go make a difference. Let's figure out a way that we can just enjoy what it is that we've done. So this step is when we get to celebrate, we get to just sit in this moment, but more importantly, we get to you know, really thank our donors. And I think that this is really fitting that this episode landed the week of Thanksgiving, because this whole step is about being thankful and about bringing your team together to show appreciation and, you know, of course, to celebrate what you've accomplished. So this holiday season, as you're gearing up for the holidays, if you caught the webinar, the training that I did last week, I gave, you know, I gave those seven secrets to year-end fundraising. And part of that is really about gift giving and about thanking your donors, thanking your team, and getting out there and showing them that they matter. And so this whole step, I talk in the book on, you know, where we start in on page 119 is I start talking through really how to talk the language of your people, how to speak in a way that it resonates with them. And I talk about the love languages and how we, some people like gifts, some people like words of affirmation. Maybe they like high fives and hugs, or, you know, you being able to recognize what it is that they've done. And so, but this, the really, really important thing here is to acknowledge that we often give that love, we show our appreciation, show our love based on what we like. You know, so when you're thanking donors, you know, and your volunteers for being a part of this and for, you know, sticking this out and for raising the funds that you guys have raised, you're going to have a natural tendency to lean towards what it is that how you like to be thanked. So be cautious of that, because you really do want to thank people in all five ways. So we don't want to neglect the fact that some people do not want to be acknowledged on stage. They don't want to be brought up in what they feel is might be embarrassment. And when you're giving gifts, make sure that they're really personal and that they matter. So all of this, as we're talking through the Make Your Difference, is that we thank people the way that our people want to be thanked. Not how we want to be thanked, how our people want to be thanked. And sometimes it's getting, you know, I mean, all the time, it should be getting creative, you know, making sure that it's personal and it matters, it means something. And so often we find ourselves just getting so busy in the season and not thanking people. And that is something that is such a detriment to your cause. You need to make sure that you acknowledge the work that went into this, because could you imagine if, you know, I mean, we all pride ourselves on the work that we do. And if nobody ever acknowledged the fact that we worked hard or that we did a good job, it would be really easy to feel like we're insignificant and we're not really making a difference. So we want to make sure that every single person who joins our team really does feel like they are special and that what they're offering, no one else could do better, because you wouldn't have invited them to sit on your team if you didn't feel like they were really gifted at what they're doing. So let's be sure that we thank our donors and do it in a way that really resonates with them. So that creating a thank you plan that I post, you know, that I put in the book, I want to make sure that you guys thank your donors at least seven times. And that can be over the course of a year. It could be over the course of a short period of time. But I want to make sure that you are making sure that you're getting content, you're getting stuff out to them on a regular basis. So I do think that this is why a lot of organizations and companies in general will do email campaigns, or they'll do newsletters where they just want to stay in communication with you, because it doesn't even matter if they open it, to be honest. If they see your name frequently, so if they see an email from you and it's showing up in their inbox, there's something about that that makes them feel like, oh, you care, that you've stayed in contact. So if you don't reach out to them in any way for the entire year, and then you come back at the end of the year and you're asking for money or you're asking for help, it's going to be really easy for them to say, well, why would I want to help you when you don't even care about me? So don't wait till the very last minute. And I know we're at the end of the year, and so you're probably already thinking about, oh gosh, I haven't really done much over the course of this year. But here's the time to fix that. Here's the time to pick up where you left off, share what's been going on in your life, and make a commitment today that you're going to do better at communicating with your donors and with your volunteers. So I was actually just listening to a podcast the other day, and it was somebody who I've been following for a couple years now, and I love her podcast. Like, she's amazing. She's a fitness guru, and I just really enjoy her podcast. Well, she has not done a podcast in, I think, like 2 or 3 months, which is crazy in the world of podcasting, because like, if you're not consistent with your podcast, people forget about you and they move on. And so I like with my podcast, I want to make sure that I'm in your inbox, that I am with you every single week of the journey and giving you guys some encouragement along the way. Whether you listen to me or not, that is totally up to you, but I want to be able to show up every single week for you. And so this lady, she pops on and she just says, "I'm so sorry. It's my fault. I've had a lot going on, and that's why I haven't been around for several months." Okay. So at first I was a little annoyed because I was like, really? You're going to pop on here on this podcast and you're going to just like, you know, basically say you were too busy for us for the last couple months. But honestly, I mean, it's a podcast. I'm not paying anything for her information. So if she doesn't want to show up for a couple months, that's totally up to her, you know. But what she did was she apologized. But then she told us what she had going on. You know, what was she doing over these last couple of months, and why did she have to put the podcast on hold? And so that's the kind of thing that for you guys, if you haven't communicated with your people in a while, don't think that that's, you know, like, oh my gosh, they're going to hate me. I can't just pick up. No, like you apologize, you do whatever you need to do, but share why it is that you haven't been able to reach out to them in a while. And it's probably because you've been so busy with the work that you're doing and because you're changing lives. So if you can tell that story, tell them what's been happening over the course of the last year, how lives have been changed, how the work you've been doing has been impacting people in such a way that you have just been so bogged down with just this excitement and the things that are happening. So what donor, what volunteer doesn't want to hear that story? I mean, I want to hear that you guys are having great success and that you haven't been around because you've been so busy with your mission. So be sure to, you know, like just pick it up. Don't be afraid to share what's going on and to give them kind of that insider information about your cause. Because that's what I want to hear. I want to hear what's going on behind the scenes. Because if I'm a donor, I want to know that my donations are making a difference. And I want to hear about things that maybe no one else knows about. So for you to give them kind of the inside secret, you can do this in a way where it's really fun and it's not like heavy. Don't, you know, you don't have to like spend so much time on talking about how, oh, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, all that kind of stuff. And that kind of annoyed me a little bit with this lady when she jumped on her podcast, because she kind of went the route of, oh my gosh, I'm such a big deal and I have so much money that I don't really have to worry about this podcast. So that rubbed me the wrong way. And I thought to myself, I'm like, you could have just jumped on here and said, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about the things that I'm doing for you, all the like products and the things that we're creating, because we want to be, we want to provide the best thing for you as our listener. But that's not really what she said. But regardless, she was able to pick up, and I'm going to continue to listen because I like her podcast and I like the content that she puts out there. So same thing for you, whatever it is that you're doing. I mean, people, those donors are going to stay with you because they like what you're doing. So regardless of whether you've ignored them for a couple months or maybe even a year, do not wait any longer. You know, so now's the time to pick up and send out that communication, whatever that might be. It might be the Christmas card. It might be a gift. It might be that you're going to pick up the phone and call them and just touch base. It might be that you're going to send a video, that you're going to just shoot a 1-minute video about, hey, here's what's going on. We're so thankful for you and your partnership, and we can't wait for what's going to happen in 2018. So I hope that you guys will be a part of what we're doing and can't wait to see you. And if there's a date on the calendar where you're going to see each other, be sure to share that. Let them know that you look forward to seeing them in person, or look forward to, you know, being a part of something together, whatever that is. So all that, I just think that the whole deal about this entire step 7 about going and making a difference is that you tell people what you did. You know, you tell people what difference you're making and really what this is all about. Why should people financially support your cause, and then give them the results. Give them what it is that you're doing and how you're accomplishing your mission. Okay, so the other stuff that I talk about specifically in this chapter is all about, you know, tracking your data, making sure that you're paying attention. If there's been a loss in the family, if there's been, you know, any changes that are happening in your donors' lives, that you are aware of it and then you acknowledge it. You know, you let them know that you, whatever it is, that you're praying for them, you're thinking about them, that they've been on your mind. I think that matters. You know, when somebody reaches out, whether it's a friend or family member, and they just say, "Hey, I was just thinking about you. Hope you're doing okay." Doesn't that mean so much to you when you get that message? It's just like, wow, thank you so much. You know, I have been having a rough week. And that matters that you reached out to me. So thank you so much. You know, so those little things, those little details that you're doing, be sure to do them, you know, that you're thinking about people and that you're not just, this isn't a transactional relationship with your volunteers and donors. So, you know, the big picture in all of this is all about that you're in this together, that you get to do this whole thing collectively and as a team. And I think that sometimes we are not very good at telling our story. And it's just because, you know, like, it's the curse of information. We know too much. We live out the day-to-day activities that are happening in our cause. And so we celebrate the little things that happen when they happen. And we don't always remember to share it with everybody. So you got to take some time, kind of sit back and reflect and look back on, okay, what really happened? What happened this last year that I can share with my people? And maybe even just something recently, how you know, frequently are you talking to your donors? And like I said, those 7 touches. So if you're sending out a monthly newsletter, you know, shoot a video and talk about what's been happening over the course of the last month and talk about what you're looking forward to in the next month. Share personal stories, that one incident where you're like, oh my goodness, you would not believe what happened. Because when you hear that, when you're like, oh, look at what happened. We had this incredible vision and this mission for this person's life. And look at what happened. Look at how their life was transformed and how things have totally changed for them. And here's the story. And this story just would not be the same if it wasn't for you. And that just, it feels so good when somebody receives that. It just reminds them why their dollars are important to give. So when you're tracking your information, when you're, you know, acknowledging your donors through your thank you, you know, through the thank you process, the deal is just being personal, you know, that you're not giving them the canned speech, that it's just like, thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you. Like, that is, people are going to trash that. And it's just going to be like, okay, whatever, you know, but when it is heartfelt and you put their name to it, when you share it with their family, with their business, with the organization, and it's personal, you know, that matters. So that's my big push for you today, is really just to make sure that you take the time, you give people your quality time, when you share the excitement of what's happening with your mission. You know, I love this. Like, don't miss this step, you know, don't miss this part of the whole process, because we do need to celebrate what it is that we've accomplished. And if we just go right back to asking for more money and we start thinking to ourselves that it's just never good enough, well, nobody wants to be a part of that. You know, after a while, you know, depending on the cause that I was a part of, it did start to feel like no matter how hard I work, no matter how much time and energy I invest, it just doesn't ever feel good enough. So sure, all of us have more people we could reach. There's more money that could be brought in. But what if you didn't have the money that did come in? What if you didn't have the volunteers and the donors who invested in your cause? What would this last year have looked like? And think through that joy of being able to do what you've done with the resources that you have today. And of course, we're going to think through how do we make it bigger and better for next year. But for this particular moment, we've got to just sit in the present. We've got to look at the accomplishments. We've got to look at the success stories And maybe we look at the failures too and we say, what did we learn from that? You know, what did we learn from the things that didn't go the way that we wanted them to go? But man, we're going to do it differently next time. And that means that that's going to be more lives that are going to be touched. So don't always look at just, you know, oh, yay, more money, more lives changed. But really to sit back and say, we've done so much in this last year. And there's a lot of things that maybe we could have done better. But honestly, we did everything we could with the resources that we had. And my goodness, we did a good job. And let people know that they did a good job too. So this podcast, this episode, I hope that it is a moment where you can just sit back and reflect and say, we did good. You know, we did really good. And no matter how hard you are on yourself, I don't want you to think through that, man, we could have done it better. Everything could have been better. Well, sure, we can always do things better. But what if we hadn't taken a risk? What if we had let fear stop us from moving forward and tried, you know, stopped us from trying new things? What could have that looked like? And so now, man, we just can enjoy the moment and say, let's celebrate together. Let's thank our people. Let's sit back and just really love on the people who have given to your cause and just show them how much you appreciate them and that you're looking forward to a new year and new lives that you get to meet and that you get to, you know, be a part of. And all of this is just a blessing, you know, that you don't take it for granted. You're very humbled by the opportunity to serve in the role that you're serving in and share that with your people. So I feel, you know, very privileged, very honored that I get to do life with you guys. I know I say that often, but this podcast and, you know, this episode especially just reminds me that I'm so thankful, so very thankful as we gear up for this holiday season for each and every one of you that you sacrifice. You know, you could have done different jobs. You could be making more money in other positions, but you chose to do the work that you're doing because there's a population of people that need you. And you said yes. And I want to say yes to you. I want to say yes to helping you however I can, because it is just such a privilege and an honor. And sure, I could do things better. I could do, you know, I mean, there's things that I've done this last year that I was like, you know, that was a good try. It was a nice thought, but it didn't work out. But you know what? I continue to get up every single day thinking about how can I better serve you. And that's what drives me every single day. So I love you guys. I'm so proud of the work that you've done over the course of the last 11 months. I can't wait to see what happens over the course of the next 6 weeks as you gear up for this year-end giving and how, you know, 31% of donations are going to come in over the course of the next month. Giving Tuesday is going to happen this week. And, or this upcoming, week in a few days. And I hope you'll pick up, the audiobook and consider joining, Mike, Kim, and I in San Diego in March. I can't wait, you know, for what's going to happen. And I just, just so excited for what's going to happen and hope you sit back and enjoy every single moment of this holiday season with your family and friends and with the people who serve your causes. So I will see you next week and we'll have a whole new episode ready for you. And we'll continue to talk about year-end giving over the course of the next several weeks. So be sure to check us next week. I'll be talking to you guys soon. So I hope you have a great week. Go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvalone.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.